We were in Tullamore yesterday, where Fine Gael TDs were gathered ahead of the return of the Dáil next week, the budget at the start of next month, and a general election, whenever that might be. Áine was talking with Simon Harris. We'll be with Sinn Féin and the Greens on Monday, and Fianna Fáil on Tuesday. Today, it's the turn of People Before Profit Solidarity, who have four TDs. Richard Boyd Barrett is their TD in Dunleary and their spokesperson on housing and further education. Richard Boyd Barrett, thank you very much for coming into us this
week. Five, actually.
Five.
Five TDs.
It could be a very short Dáil term ahead. What are your party going to focus on?
Well, today we're going to focus in particular, obviously, on the housing crisis and what we consider the absolute failure of the government's housing strategy, something they've now had to admit after the Housing Commission report, which shows that their plan is not even close to planning even to deliver the housing we need. And in particular, its failure to address the really shameful flow of people into homelessness, now at record levels, and their failure to deliver anything near the amount of social and affordable housing that is required to address that crisis. So that will be a big focus, and we will be saying we need to essentially double the output of social and affordable housing. We need to reinstate the eviction ban to stop people going into homelessness. We need to introduce rent controls that actually bring rents down to affordable levels related to people's actual income. So that will be a lot of our discussion. We're also going to be discussing with parents, teachers, and campaigners around the issue of special needs and special education. And we have a motion next week in the Dáil where we are demanding particularly urgent action to deal with the fact that there are 120 children who don't have school places, vulnerable children with special needs who don't have school places, but also the absolute disastrous situation we face in terms of 10,000 children waiting for assessments, 100,000 children with special needs waiting for therapies. So we'll be discussing that. And finally, we're having a briefing with Oxfam about the issue of wealth tax and corporate tax. Obviously, the Apple scandal, really, that has been exposed with the recent court ruling. We'll be discussing that. And as part of that, our plan to abolish the despised and unfair austerity tax, the universal social charge that was introduced and was never scrapped.
On housing, you're saying there needs to be, quote, a far more aggressive policy in terms of vacant and derelict properties. Now, derelict and vacant property acquisition is already happening in some counties. How would your plan add to that? Who'd implement this?
Local authorities. We want local authorities to have a proactive approach towards identifying all vacant and derelict properties, and there should be a use it or lose it policy. There are, of course, certain circumstances where vacancy may be justified because of probate issues or people who are gone to nursing homes, although even in the latter case, there should be incentives to try and bring those houses into use. But as we know from the census figures, there are about 60,000 homes that have been vacant for the last three census. It's absolutely outrageous. A lot of that is people sitting on these as assets, even though they're vacant, in the face of an absolutely dire housing crisis. So we need to have a much more proactive approach of bringing those houses back through the use of compulsory purchase powers, if necessary.
There are a few motions coming before your meeting today looking to end your party support for a Sinn Féin-led left-wing government. One from Cork saying that Sinn Féin's move to the political right has accelerated at pace. A number of motions taking issue with Sinn Féin's stricter immigration policies. Your steering committee, too, has also expressed concern about Sinn Féin, saying that it's, quote, leaned into the sentiment against refugees. Are you still in favour of a Sinn Féin-led left government?
Look, we're in favour of a left government. We think Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have dominated this country for more than 100 years.
Are you in favour of a Sinn Féin-led left government?
We're in favour of left government. We've never been in favour of a Sinn Féin-led left government. We're in favour of a left government, and that might include Sinn Féin as one of the bigger left-wing parties. But for us, it's about policy, right? And it's about parties of the left putting forward genuinely left
policies. Do you agree
with
those motions that have been put before your party about Sinn Féin's recent change in policies? Does that make you less likely to go into a government led by Sinn Féin?
We have said from the outset that we think it is a mistake that Sinn Féin haven't ruled out the prospect of coalition with Fianna Fáil and Fianna Fáil.
I'm talking about their policies here now rather than their party.
Yes, I think that they have drifted, but I mean, you should ask them those questions more than us.
Well, I'm just talking about the motions that are coming before your party today.
Yeah, well, they're not today, by the way. That's at our national conference. We'll be discussing them, but it is coming up soon. But we're not where we are for trying to put out the argument for a left government and put pressure on Sinn Féin to stay left and not to keep open either options for going into coalition with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, or to drift into the centre in the, I think, mistaken belief that that might garner them more votes. I think people need a clear left-wing alternative. We've had enough of right-wing politics.
Do you want to be in government?
I want to be in a government that's going to change things. I don't want to be in a government for the sake of being in government. And the problem is that in the past, Labour, the Green Party, have gone into arrangements with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael for the sake of being in government, and that has had disastrous consequences, leading to very big disillusionment among their own supporters and voters about their failure to actually deliver the change that people voted for.
You personally have a vote, but many of your colleagues got in the last time, essentially on Sinn Féin transfers. If the trend continues, or if they run more candidates, your colleagues are in trouble. Where are you going to get votes?
I don't actually agree with that. I mean, I think a lot of the people that vote for People Before Profit will also vote for other left of centre parties, whether it's Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, the Labour Party, or independent left-wingers. So I don't believe there's going to be a massive migration of those voters over to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So it's very much up for grabs. I don't, by the way, believe it is in any way inevitable that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael return to power, although there's a lot of that discussion. But what I do think is the left need to present a clear alternative, and they need to say in advance to the electorate, we are not going to do what has been done in the past and prop up Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. Those parties have had their chance, and they have left us with a dire housing and cost of living crisis, public services that are in an absolutely desperate state. So we need a clear left-wing alternative.
Richard Boybar, thank you very much for coming into us today.